welcome to Ridgecrest Baptist. We thank you for listening. Now, here is this week's message.
In the Southern Baptist Convention, there was a theme that kind of reverberated throughout the entire convention. It was entitled, Redream the Dream. And I think that as we begin a new year, as we begin to think about what God is going to be doing through Ridgecrest Baptist Church, and we think about His awesome plan for each and every one of us, that we need to be redreaming the dream. In fact, I think it's essential for us to cast that vision, to dream about what God wants to do in our life, to touch the lives of others in this coming year, that will enable us to see the success that God wants to give to us. There's everybody in every life wants to be successful, don't you? Nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to fall short of what we can be. We like to adopt that old Army slogan of a few years ago, be all that you can be. We want to do that. We want to be all that we can be. When we look at our text today in the book of Joshua, you find that God encouraging Joshua and the people of Israel to be just that. I've preached on this passage before, and in doing that, we talked about fulfilling the possession, or focusing on the possession and facilitating the power and fulfilling the potential. Those are not the 3 points today. But when we look at the message that God has for us here today, I want you to hone in to think about and to pray about what God is wanting to do in your heart, in your life, to make you successful, to fulfill the dream that God has placed within your heart and within your life. Because God has a plan for you. That plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. Does that sound familiar? It's a plan to give you a hope and a future, as Jeremiah 29:11 says. God wants to work within your heart. And He gives us a beautiful example of that when you look back to the children of Israel, back as they have come out of Egypt. They have been set free from slavery. Listen to me. They had been in slavery for 400 years as a people. In slavery for 400 years. As terrible and as brutal and as ungodly as slavery is, they had endured that for 400 years. Now they were free. God had used them through Moses, had touched their life, had brought them out of Egypt, had enabled them to cross the Red Sea with Moses just taking the staff and waving it across, and they walked on dry ground. They had come through the wilderness. God had 40 years earlier given them a promise to go into the promised land, but out of their fear and out of their lack of faith, they refused to go. And so they wandered for 40 years in the desert. And yet God did not give up on them. God gave them the manna, the bread from heaven. Every morning it would fall just like the dew would fall. God would bring water from rocks. In a barren desert where there was no water, God provided the water. God made the quail to literally fly down into the skillets for them to have quail to eat. God took care of their every need. But they had not yet, listen to me, they had not yet reached the fulfillment of God's promise upon their life. They had not yet walked into and claimed the promised land that God had told them 40 years earlier, this is yours. Well, now Moses had died. It's interesting that in the beginning of this book, that one of the first things that God tells to Joshua is something that Joshua obviously already knew. When God said, "My servant Moses has died." And here's what he was saying. He says, saying, you have reached one area of what I am planning to do in and through your life. Moses has accomplished what I have called him to do. Moses has completed the work, and I have brought him on home. But it's not time to give up on what God wants to do in your life. It's not time to give up on the promise that God has made. No, it's time to get up and move. It's time to get up and go. It's time to accomplish what God wants to do in and through your heart, in and through your life. So let me read this text to you. 9 verses here. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, who was Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. And then you will be prosperous and successful. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. There are three times in this text where God says to Moses, be strong and be courageous. In one area, the second time he says, be strong and very courageous. But he is telling Joshua, I want you to be strong and courageous, because what is about to take place is far greater than anything that has happened to this point. God was saying, I will fulfill my promise. I will accomplish what I have said I will do. You will be successful. Now take that and chew on it and dwell on it. And claim it as your own, because the same promises that God gave to Joshua is the promises he's given to you here today. Three things he's telling us to do. One, God is telling Joshua, live in God's presence. Live in God's presence. Be strong and courageous. Why? Because he said to him just above that, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Now think about that for a moment. The leader of the Israelite people, the one who had led the 6 million people out of Egypt and had been with them, led them, guided them under God's direction, taught them, who God had used to perform all kind of miracles, he's dead. He's gone. And the people had to be wondering, what now? Where do we turn? Who is going to lead us? Who is going to accomplish what needs to be done? Let me tell you a secret. It wasn't Moses who was really their leader. It was God. And what they needed was the presence of God focused in their life, foremost there. I want to tell you here today, we don't need to look to mankind to lead us. We need to look to God. We need to follow Him. Because He is the one who brings success. And outside of God, there is no success. God is going to accomplish His purpose. God is going to fulfill His promise. And God is going to fulfill His promise for Ridgecrest Baptist Church. We need to make sure that as a church, as individuals, that we are living in the presence of God. Now, what does that mean? It means that as we walk from day to day, as we live from day to day, we're conscious of God's guidance, of God's protection, that God is guarding us with His presence. And really, that is the implication in our text here today, that God was saying to Joshua and the people of Israel, listen, just because Moses is not with you does not mean that I am not with you. It doesn't mean that God has forsaken you. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And notice what he says. Yes, Moses is dead, but it's not the end. Now get up and cross the river and go and accomplish what God has called you to do and what God has promised to give to you. It's not time to sit back and wander. It's time to get up and go. Living in the presence of God. It ought to be the heart's desire of every Christian to live in God's presence. So real that you can feel His presence with you. So real that you feel as if you can reach up and grab Him by the hand. So real that you, as a natural part of your life, that you find yourself constantly talking to God. I'm sure that when I'm going down the highway, going through town, and people see me and I'm moving my lips, they know I can't sing. They probably think I'm crazy. But sometimes, a lot of times, it's me and God just having a good time talking together. Just spending time in the presence of God. What God is telling Joshua, Joshua, if you want to complete this promise I've given you, if you're tired of wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, Joshua, live in my presence. What does that involve? A cleansed heart. It involves God forgiving you of your sin. The Lord Jesus forgiving you. Because God judges sin. He confronts sin. He will not dwell in sin. He will cast it out. He will remove it. And praise God, for the child of God, He will forgive our sin and remove it as far as the east is from the west. Living in the presence of God means living in the perfect peace and the perfect security because of our faith in Him. You don't have to be afraid of anything. You don't have to fear because you can walk in the presence of God. Living in the presence of God speaks about having confidence in your life, of knowing that everything is right and everything is okay and that nothing can touch you except God allow it. Living in the presence of God means that we can be satisfied where we are because we know that in God's presence He's going to take care of us and we don't have to worry about trying to be successful We can just walk in His presence. God was saying to Joshua, the key to success in your life is to live in the presence of God. That was obvious that God's presence had been with Moses. God had used him in so many ways. But God said, just as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Live in the presence of God. That's a challenge for us today. Second thing that he says is obey the precepts of God. Obey the precepts of God. Again, he says to him, be strong and be very courageous. Verse 7, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written within it. And then you will be prosperous and successful. Did you see how much emphasis God is speaking now? How much emphasis that God placed on His own Word? And He's saying to him, you're going to be strong, be very courageous, but you get into God's Word. You get into the truth. You, there's the same law that Moses gave to you, the law, you study that, you learn that, you follow that. In fact, he says to it, you take the Word of God and you let it make it be a part of your life. Don't let it depart from your lips. In other words, you soak it in. You learn from it. But then he goes further. You live under the authority of God's Word. You obey all the commands of God's Word. Now, there's a lot of people today in our world who are discrediting God's Word, who are doubting God's Word, who are casting it aside and saying to you and saying to society that what you need to do is listen to what the government says or listen to what the people think or the experts say. God says, get in my Word and obey the precepts of God. Obey what God has to say in your heart and in your life. One of the great needs of Christians today, and listen to me, and I say this with all the love that I have, one of the great problems and needs of Christians today is to learn to live under the authority of God's Word. We try so often to try to rationalize what God's Word says, to make it say what we want it to say. Or try to make our conscience feel better about what we want to do. Well, you can turn God's Word around. You can make it say other things, but that doesn't make it right. Live under the authority of God's Word. Obey the precepts of God. And notice he says there two times, and then you will be successful. Then you will accomplish all that you are supposed to do. You see, your ultimate success, and understand how I'm saying this, your ultimate success is not going to be found in how much education you get. And I think you ought to get all the education you can. Don't misunderstand me. Okay? But that's not going to determine your ultimate success. Your ultimate success is not going to be determined by how much of a paycheck you bring in every week. Your ultimate success is not going to be determined by how big a house you have or how fancy a car you drive. Your ultimate success is going to be when this life is over and you stand before God. The ultimate success is going to be when you can say, I have been saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because at that point, that's the only thing in all this world that's going to matter. Nothing else is going to matter except whether or not you know Jesus Christ. Obeying the precepts of God. Living under the authority of God's Word. Not only shows you how to be saved in Jesus, but it leads you, guides you, and how you are to live to bring honor and glory to His name. That's where you find success. We ought to be living in the presence of God. We ought to be obeying the precepts of God. And third, we are to fulfill the plan of God. The third time, in verse 9, excuse me, in verse 9, when God says to him, be strong and courageous, he said, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Here's what he's saying. Joshua, in and of yourself, you can never do it. In and of yourself, you will never be successful. But don't be terrified because the job seems to be overwhelming or the job seems to be more than you can handle. I'm here to tell you, God always puts us in positions that are more than we can handle. He does. He always puts us in positions that are more than we can handle. The reason being is because we aren't the ones who are supposed to handle it. We are supposed to let God handle it through us. And when we do that, then God gets the glory. And so he's saying to Joshua, don't be terrified. Don't be discouraged. Don't think, well, we just throw up our hands and quit because Moses is no longer with us. Understand who the real leader is. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for this church. And God is simply working out His plan. And God is going to continue to work His plan. It doesn't matter who is the one standing behind the pulpit as long as it's God's man. It's as long as the one that God is working through. Doesn't matter who is taking the position of deacons as long as they are God's men and God is working through them. Doesn't matter who is teaching the classes. As long as they're God's people and God is working through them. Because the truth of the matter is, folks, the job of God is always overwhelming. It's always more than we can do. So that we will open our hearts and call upon God by faith and allow God to do within us what we cannot do ourselves. You want to be successful in this new year? You want this year to be the greatest of all? It became for these people of Israel. Greater than the slavery they had endured or were set free from. Greater than the 40 years wandering in the wilderness. They were going in to the promised land. Their land. Everywhere they placed their foot, God gave it to them. And God even gave them the boundaries. Did you notice that? From the Mediterranean Sea, the Great Sea, all the way to the Euphrates River. From down in the desert, down in the wilderness, where they had wandered for 40 years, all the way up to Lebanon. God said, everywhere you put your foot, I've given it to you. It's yours. Now live in it. By living in the presence of God. By obeying the precepts of God. And by fulfilling the plan of God. God has that plan. God has that purpose. God is going to fulfill His work in your heart and in your life as you trust Him. Let me say this. The key to living a successful life is in knowing Jesus Christ. If you have not yet trusted Him as Lord and Savior of your life, you have that opportunity right now. Right where you sit, you can pray. Just admit to God, God, I've done wrong. I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. Set me free from the slavery of my sin. I give my heart and my life to you. Come in. Be Lord. Be boss in my life. You lead me. You guide me. I believe you went to that cross for me, Lord. You took my place.
We hope this message will help you in your spiritual walk and growth. For more about Ridgecrest, please visit us on the web at www.rbc-tuscaloosa.com. Have a great day, and God bless.